Another person who bought a tube of Giffen's Great Glue was Scott Bridges. He had bought it to mend his canoe. It had broken in half. Scott's father had told him the canoe could not be repaired. He said its back was broken. He told Scott to take it to the tip. But now that Scott had a tube of Giffen's Great Glue, he knew that he could fix it. The canoe was down at the lake. Scott went down there all his own. He didn't tell his father where he was going. He pulled the two pieces of the canoe together and put Giffen's Great Glue along the join. "Great!" yelled Scott. "It's as good as new! This glue is fantastic!" He pushed the canoe into the water and climbed in. It floated well. It didn't leak at all. And Scott began to paddle out into the middle of the lake. He was very happy and excited. He paddled off as fast as he could go. Scott was not allowed to go out in the canoe without a life jacket, but on this day he had forgotten. All that he could think about was the canoe and Giffen's Great Glue. It was a sunny day, and the time passed quickly. Soon 4 hours had passed. Scott noticed that some water was starting to leak into the canoe. He decided to start paddling for home. But it was too late. The glue had come unstuck. The canoe broke in two and sank. The water was icy cold. Scott was frightened. It was a long way to the shore. "Help!" he screamed at the top of his voice. But no one heard him. He was the only person on the lake. Scott started to swim to shore. After a while, he began to get tired. His legs hurt, and he had a pain in his stomach. His head went under the water. He tried to get to the top, but it was no use. His lungs filled with water, and he sank to the bottom of the lake. That night, when Scott did not come home, his father called the police. Divers searched the lake. They found Scott's body and the broken canoe. In the bottom of the canoe was a tube of Giffen's Great Glue.